Tonight on The Bachelor, Kay gets dessert with Tyler Cameron and some of the Bachelor boys. Is this the beginning of a budding friendship? Or is the cookie about to crumble? Then, Caitlin Bristow claims that Mike Fleiss hates women after being snubbed for Dancing with the Stars. Is it just a coincidence? Or are we tap dancing around a bigger issue? Plus, we finally learn the origin story of Kay York City. Who is Kay Brown? And how did she get verified? All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we're back after like a mini, it's only a week, but it feels like a hiatus.
Honestly, but I haven't seen you in that whole time because you were out in LA. So.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, LA was so fun.
And I also didn't text you for like two straight days before
I'm going
to
kill you. If you don't, we'll be mid-conversation, you guys, and Derek will just like disappear.
My family's real mad at me too late right now because I have done such, no, I'm just like running all over the place lately, and I don't know, my texts were the first thing to go. I'm so bad at texting people back.
I do get that, because if you text me during work hours, there is a 100% chance I will see it. I will probably open it, and then I will be like, oh, I'll respond after this meeting, and then I won't.
That's exactly it. You know, like you see stuff too when you're like in the middle of a meeting or something and you're like, oh, I'm with other people. Like I can't, it's really like bad of me to respond to this right now.
Yeah.
And then you just forget.
Yeah. It's,
or at least I do.
No. Well, also if people are texting me like important things, I'm like, well, I don't want to give this some like half-assed response. I'm going to like actually respond thoughtfully. I mean, if you just text me, be like, "What are we drinking tonight?" I'll respond. Like,
that's kind of sad and so true.
Like, I'll get back to you. Stat. Okay.
Sorry, mom. Basically, is the whole point of that.
I know.
And Mama K. Sorry, mom. And sorry, Mama K.
You guys, if you're not a part of the Facebook group, first of all, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks, Mama K.
On iTunes, everything, I will remind you. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and Twitter at Bachelor Pod. But honestly, the most lit is the Facebook group.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's called Bachelor Nation. Whitney Waller, shout out to you. She helps me like get everything together because honestly, Derek and I cannot do it alone.
It's just like every different channel. It gets to be too much.
So shout out to you, Whitney. Make sure you follow her. She also interviews a ton of really cool people.
That reminds me. I have to reply to her email.
Yes. Derek, once again, like coming through with the missed moments. But anyways, yes, follow us on our Facebook group. Everybody calls me Mama K. And I was like, well, it'd be weird if you didn't call him like Daddy Derek, but
I don't know, that's
also abort mission.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So like Derek and I, just a little update on our lives. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, I guess 2 weeks ago.
This is all Bachelor related. So.
Yeah. We were out with,
staying on brand to this podcast, topics.
Exactly. We were out with, Tyler Cameron.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Just like
actually,
saying
me too.
It, just Tyler saying it Cameron. Is like sexual. And then his sidekick, Matt, who is so hot in person also.
he's got like such good energy.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that happened that he did was we were at the like Dueling Pianos thing.
Yeah.
And he started just like dancing to, what was the song that he?
Well, so first of all, so we were at this bar and they have Dueling
the
Pianos.
Well,
no,
well,
it was
earlier.
In Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Kay was freaking out about where to plan for us to go eat dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kay, you got this, babe.
Well,
it was the perfect place.
I was nervous because, so I'm planning this event. So I was planning an event. It felt like an event. But,
exactly.
But Tyler and Matt and I were all going to hang out. Matt, not my boyfriend. We're all going to hang out and talk about like ABC food tours and this and that. And I know. And so it was just going to be us. We were going to like grab dinner, the three of us, with Derek also. And it was going to be chill. And then Tyler, first of all, calls me. My phone starts ringing. I'm like, first of all, my phone hasn't rang in like 3 years. And so he's calling me and I see Tyler Cameron on my phone. I was like, I'm sick. So he's like, I think there's going to be more of us tonight.
Literally starts sweating.
I'm like, okay, yeah, cool, no problem. He goes, Dylan and Hannah's going to come. And we're like, man, we have all these other people. I'm like, cool, let me just figure out a place like right now. And then I find this place. It's actually really cool. I've been there before. It's called Haswell Greens and it has dueling pianos. And it's so much fun. But Matt requested DMX.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Like, the guy killed it, too.
Yeah, he killed it. But, like, so outrageous. And then we also danced to Smash Mouth mm-hmm. later. That was my my request.
That was the one that he really got into.
He got into that one. He got into that one. But that was a super fun night. It was my first time meeting Hannah and Dylan IRL. Right.
And it was my first time meeting Matt and Tyler. Tyler is such a beautiful man. His like hair.
Crazy.
Both him and Dylan just have such cool hair. I have just, like, normal business guy hair. I want to have cool hair like them.
Just grow it out a little bit.
Do you think it would fit me?
No.
Cool hair?
I think you'd have to pick between the hair or the beard because they don't, like, Dylan has somewhat of a beard, but it's not like, you know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why they can rock the cool hair.
Because they don't have, like, face stuff. Does Dylan have a beard? I'm, like, making this up.
Yeah. Okay. No. He's trying to, you know, he's jealous of me, so. You know.
Right. Well.
Yeah, I think because he comes off as such a, like a I don't know, he's just come across as like someone that people can just run over or whatever. He and Hannah he gets rocked all the time for like, oh, he's such a wuss,
right?
But it's just because he like is so ridiculously in love with her and they're just always touching.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was about to say. If you guys are questioning at all the Dylan and Hannah relationship, stop.
Yeah.
Because they are absolutely obsessed with each other. We were out for hours that night. And first of all, Dylan needs to Venmo us. And second of all.
Oh, true.
But
everybody go DM Dylan and comment on his picture to Venmo us back.
They were all over each other the whole night. And, but about the whole bill thing. So we're all splitting the bill at the end of the night after we get like our food and this and that, you know, split the bill, whatever. Dylan and Hannah dipped out early.
Like 3 minutes before the bill came,
and
basically.
We were like, so it was like me, Derek, and Tyler, basically. The three of us like split it.
Actually tweet at Dylan because he responds to those.
Yeah, he's better on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But that was super fun. And then I went to go get Insomnia cookies with Matt and Tyler afterwards, which was
say Matt and Tyler one more time.
Matt and Tyler. But it was like such an experience because, you know, you see them going to like eat cookies and burgers and stuff and like have.
Oh, yeah. I'm what the hell? Why am I so like puffy?
Puffy, like that
compared
is
compared to those guys. They're both just like, did you see Tyler take his shirt off on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, I'm like
they're eating pizza with us and like cheese filled fried stuff,
and I'm like, wait, don't I can't eat this, like,
I know.
Can we get like a celery stick over here, just like help a girl out? But so we went to Insomnia Cookies and that was an experience because it was like we were there for probably 40 minutes. Mm. They know the girl that works there. Like they are friends with her. She's bringing out. I wanted to get we all got like ice cream sandwiches. Mm. And
I haven't been there in a long time, actually.
It's so good.
Is Insomnia Cookie everywhere? Is it just
deliver
in New York City?
I don't know.
I think it's at other places too.
I don't know, but it was like next level. But
somebody
I was like,
tell me.
I want the apple pie cookies with the apple pie ice cream. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I'm going to make you a new batch.
Oh.
And I was like, gorge. So that was the best. And then they gave us a bunch of like free stuff. It was amazing. And that was.
Yeah, I mean, you know why I haven't been to Insomnia? It's because I like Subway cookies so much. And there's a Subway like right next to my apartment. There's something about them. I don't know what
I'm
it is.
I'm going to head out.
They're so good. This is a hill I'll die on. That's for sure.
Subway cookies. Maybe we do like a taste test. Do like somebody blindfolded and eat Subway and Insomnia and you tell which one's better.
I mean, it's going to be easy to know which one's Insomnia because the Subway cookies are like small and flat.
No, but you
like
break them up into
up.
Pieces.
Okay.
You
Let's
see?
Do it. It's going to be a slide sometime.
Okay. So what else has been going on? I know.
Well, then you were in L.A.
Oh yeah, I was in LA.
Was it weird to be around Annalise? Because we've really
we've really ripped on her. Okay, so I was out in LA for our Temptation Island premiere party, and I invited a lot of our Bachelor people. Eric Bigger was there. Kendall,
I like
and
how you
Joe.
Call them our Bachelor people.
Our Bachelor people. We own though. Kendall and Joe, Annalise, Christina, DeMario, Jasmine, Tracy. But about Annalise, like it was. I was surprised she came because, like, I invited her. That was my first time in person. But we followed each other since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's been on the show and, like, have talked back and forth. That's why I reached out to her. I was like, hey, you should come to this party. I think she came down from San Francisco.
Wow. That's right. She lives in San Francisco.
She's bored. No, it was a fun party.
I have something against San Francisco now because they jacked my car when I was there. So.
Ew.
Yeah. All right. And then I guess Demi and I and Tracy were hanging out last night. It was so good to see her again. It's so funny. It's like no different.
I need to meet Demi.
It's the first time I've seen her. Like we've just like hung out since the show. You do need to meet Demi. I think you really like her. She would like you too.
How long is she in the city for?
And she leaves tomorrow.
Ew.
And it's your friend's birthday tonight. So
yeah.
But cool. She tweeted hashtag Jim Pizza. That was a text that I sent at like 2 a.m.
Wait, okay. So what is the backstory on this?
So I got pizza. That's the thing. There's not a backstory. Like I just got pizza and we were hanging out and I decided to text that. And I don't know what it meant or
anything.
Honestly,
hashtag Jim Pizza. Let's get it trending, people.
I guess so.
Let's get it trending.
That's fun. And it's funny because like I did see some people on our Facebook group were like, oh my God, Demi and Tracy are hanging out. That's so weird. Didn't they hate each other? Okay. People can not like each other when they're on the show and then like get to know each other in a different way. You're not ever perpetually stuck in what happened in a couple of episodes on the show.
I also heard that like Nicole and Onyeka aren't like don't hate each other anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if nothing came up when we were in Paradise, but they're not. I don't know if they're friends. I don't actually even know that at all. I don't know.
She was
that.
Like when Onyeka was leaving, she was like, "I'm gonna follow you on Instagram, Nicole," like something like that. And I was like, "That's amazing."
Yeah, she did.
That was nice to hear. Okay. Also, I just want to say, me, Matt, and Christina. Matt, my boyfriend, all went out in LA and it was so much fun. We like went to dinner with a few of the other Betches coworkers and then we went out to the Abbey and like had the best time. I woke up and first of all, I was sick, like so drunk that night. I woke up in the morning. I was like, I hate everything. I hate everyone. I can't do this anymore. And then I'm like never drinking again. Then it hit noon. I was like, okay, well, I guess I can start. But we went out that night and we had the best time. And I looked at my phone and I had like 15 different pictures of the three of us.
Of you guys?
Of the three of us. Yeah. And I was like, who took these? When did we?
That's hilarious.
Are any of these Instagrammable? Like, I'm just like curious. Yeah. It was amazing. But
well, all right. So, I mean, to the current season, everyone sees the article that Pete busted his face.
Yeah.
That's a first, I think, that anyone like that the lead has ever got hurt on the show. I wonder how that's going to affect their like filming. Do you think they'll just like move forward with it with his
they
stitches?
Have to. They're still it's still like very early into filming.
That's true. It is, isn't it?
Mm hmm. Apparently, it's like, I mean, the first couple of episodes.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Well, no, because they're traveling. It's like Costa Rica or something, I think, right? I saw. So it's like the...
Oh, he was out golfing.
It's like the fourth or fifth then.
Yeah, but that's still like...
Yeah.
You got a funny thing to But I wonder what he's going to... Like, he's what gonna they're going to do. Like,
and maybe it'll darken his image a little bit. He's such
or
a
how bad
sweet,
it is.
Pretty boy.
Like, how bad is the...
Oh, true. I busted my face once.
Wait, no.
It was like, I had two black eyes.
He had to get 22 stitches.
Yeah, that's a lot. Exactly.
He's gonna walk back on that
Which
like set looking like fucking Frankenstein. Like
that would be funny.
That's what's gonna happen. Other news. So this came out today.
There's been a lot of stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm. So Caitlin Bristow kind of came out. This is like more on like not serious but interesting topic. She came out and basically said like Mike Fleiss hates women.
She actually said those words, right?
Yeah, that's what
she was. I know that she's always kind of made it obvious that she didn't like how things happened and like the way that they've treated her and stuff after the show.
Right.
Because there was a while there where she was like, did really like had a t- touch and go with the producers and stuff and like on Twitter and things. Yeah. So I know that it's always been like a little bit of a touchy subject, but I mean, good for her for finally saying something.
Yeah. So the whole thing came out basically on, it was on out on the Talk House podcast with Nikki Glaser, and it was about Dancing with the Stars. And so she's basically was saying like how like sort of fucked up it is that she wasn't asked to be on Dancing with the Stars, and which is interesting, but apparently there's been 8 people on Dancing with the Stars from the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, 3 of them being girls, which is not a bad ratio, but the last female besides Hannah was on in 2009.
Yeah, that's 10 years ago. Yikes. That's crazy.
You think like, oh, 8 people have been on, 3 of them are girls, like whatever. But 2009 was the last time a female's been on.
That show has been on for that long too.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Like, and so, but the...
Well, I mean, like, freaking Rick Perry and Sean Spicer have been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yikes.
And Caitlin Bristowe doesn't end up there. And, like, the truth is, I mean, people made it about her being such a, like, a edgy person. But
which, what is edgy? She makes scrunchies.
I think she's like great. I love Caitlin, but I think for like The Bachelor, they're like, oh wow, this is an, usually they pick somebody who is like perfect on the outside, has never done anything wrong.
And Hannah Brown.
No, actually, I would say like Britt, the girl that they did the head to head with, by the way, in that season, Caitlin's season.
Oh,
the
yeah.
First, it was like the guys had to pick. Usually they pick somebody and they thought
that's
like,
fair.
What I've heard is that they thought that's who was going to win, because that's who they usually like. That's who they usually go for, is that sure. person that's has like, again, Pete, like he's never done or said anything wrong. But like, give me somebody that has done some things wrong and
yeah.
And like learn from it any day over someone who's never like screwed up.
It's a little bit more relatable and like,
yeah.
Like attain, like that's so, oh, I could be that too
for sure
if I just lost 30 pounds and got a full face adjustment.
Whatever.
No, I'm joking. But so that
sorry,
happened.
Back to making like her statement about women.
So that
valid. Like that, it's definitely not about Caitlin. It was about women in general. Like I.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely
100%. It's about that, and like, apparently he went back on Twitter. And, well, okay.
Try to make amends. Yeah.
So she was offered a contract in 2017. Let me start this over. She was offered a contract in 2017, but Mike Fleiss said no. It was like, this okay. isn't going to happen. Like, whatever. But 2 years later in 2019, Mike Fleiss tweets and goes, hey, Caitlin Bristowe has my full support to do Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And she's like, cool. Like 2 years later, what am I mm-hmm. going to do now?
Nothing.
That's crazy to me.
Thanks.
Honestly, Caitlin Bristowe side forever on that, because
also like if you support her like that, how about you give her that ABC money for her podcast?
So
like why don't you back that and support that yeah. instead of launching your own one that like they did. Oh, yeah. By the way, I just saw today, it looks like, is it Allie, right? Fitadowski?
Yeah.
It looks like she's out on that.
Oh,
there was like Rachel like posted some stuff that was saying
interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to deep dive in that and put that on the story tomorrow
for sure.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
OK. Also, so there was a Cosmo article that Hannah Brown was in, and she basically was sort of like shading everybody in Bachelor Nation who does ads on their Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. They asked her and
I mean, I've done that, too.
Well, yeah, but it's I think it's just because like it's in Cosmo and like they're
also she I didn't read it. I know you have your like notes there,
right?
But I'm guarantee she said it in a different way than I have.
Oh yeah, so it says her quote is, it's just figuring out the right fit. I don't want to be selling, you know, all these different products, blah, blah, blah. And then she also said, a lot of these people from Bachelor Nation make a lot of money really fast. It's sickening how much money I've passed up because I'm not going to do
okay,
the low,
brag about it.
The
why don't
low
you?
Hanging fruit,
jeez.
Which, yeah.
Holier than thou. Here's the thing about that, because I've actually, I know I obviously have been through this conversation. There's a lot of people who think they're better because they don't accept free money, and they're wrong. I get like the idea of, oh, I want to protect my brand. That's great. And that's fine when you're doing Dance with the Stars and getting paid for that. And like they get you like an apartment. They take care of all of that stuff for you when you're on Dancing with the Stars. So nice, real nice. You're on a TV show and you're going to shit on people below you. I'm sorry, but
it's a no.
Hannah, bad luck, babe. You should not have said any of that. Free money, you should accept. Like, yeah. Don't crap on people for taking advantage of that. Now, here's my thing. If you guys don't like all of the ads that people are doing, then unfollow those people.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Or just like, don't buy them.
Yeah, that too.
Or just like, don't buy the ad.
Or
like,
don't complain.
It's whatever.
You have three options there to fix that.
And you can choose one of them.
As I'm about to launch my new ad campaign. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about sort of like in Bachelor news. So this whole Rachel and Raven thing has been going on, and there's...
But has it been going on?
But, right. So the thing is that Rachel's going on these, you know, doing these interviews and being like, you know, like saying all these very ominous phrases.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the epitome of... I have a secret, but I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. Like telling you that you have a secret, but I can't tell you. Like you either give us the info or you don't, because we're not going to be on your side if we don't have anything, because you look shady.
That's exactly how I feel about it. I don't know any. I don't know like the details of what even she's saying happened or didn't, and I could care less, because like if you're gonna answer the question like that, then just don't answer the question in the first place. Just be like, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about it. Instead, it sounds like you're using the opportunity to crap on somebody else to make you look better. Like, she knows what she did, is what she keeps saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe she didn't actually do anything, and you're just like, we're never gonna know because she's not gonna talk about the details.
Right.
So then just stop answering the question. Just stop talking about it.
Because
please stop.
Honestly, just give me the info or
stop. One or the other.
Okay, so I wrote out in the Facebook group, which I told you guys have to join because it's amazing. I wanted to know what you guys wanted to hear on the podcast, what sort of info you wanted, and I think we've figured some stuff out. Derek's gonna interview me because apparently no one knows who I am, which yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Wait, I came up with a segment name for interviews today.
Oh yeah, go.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay, so first up on, but like, who even are you? We have K York City.
Which, so nobody knows who I am, and I guess this makes sense because I don't really, other than literally Matt and then the Bachelor people that I hang out with, I don't talk about myself or... I don't even know who Matt is. I don't talk about myself or where I came from or how I'm here doing all this with you or hanging out with all these people. So yeah. Derek's going to help talk about me. Okay, don't have to
announce it. Let me just start asking the questions.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Okay. So first of all, I know your last name. Am I allowed to say your last name?
Of course.
Do we say K Brown?
My last name is Brown.
It's not York City.
Not related to Hannah Brown, but...
Maybe in a past
some resemblance.
Life. So where did that come from? Because that is like totally you now. Where did the KYC begin?
I think so. I moved to New York, and I think it just came out of like, oh well, I want something.
How old were you when you moved to New York?
I was, so it was 2012. Oh my god, I was like what, 24?
24. Okay.
24, something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't do math right now.
It's fine.
Maybe 23. I don't know. And I wanted something that had to do with New York because I was like, I'm a New Yorker now, and mm-hmm. I want. And so I just tacked my name. Like that's the whole thing, just tacking my name onto something, and it turned into a whole like people don't know my last name. Yeah. It's like an entire identity.
Well, it's funny because like we'll be out together places and people will be like, oh my god, you're K York City.
So bizarre, like, <It's> so <funny. laughs> but I love it. I keep doing it, but that's how it came to be.
Okay, so what was the first time you felt famous? And I'm pushing you towards a story I know here.
Oh, this is very funny.
The shoe story.
Oh my god. Okay. So the first time I felt
like,
famous.
Oh my god, me? Famous?
No. So back in 2015, I was doing a lot of like charity work.
Yeah, what were you doing then?
So I was doing a lot of charity work. I was on the board of a nonprofit called Fly for MS, and it had to do with like multiple sclerosis. And I was also doing a lot of just like volunteering soup kitchen stuff all the time. Like that was just what I did on my free time. I was working at like a soul sucking hedge fund. Like I had to get out. And so a homeless woman walked onto the subway. It was November, right before Thanksgiving, and she had no shoes on. I mean, like, also no socks, mm-hmm. and was clearly mentally, like, disabled, you know.
Well, there's a lot of, that's a big, yeah. By the way, just like speaking about the homeless population, because I know I've like talked with other people about this before. That's like the biggest thing about anybody who's on the streets is like a lot of time it's like they have some sort of mental
disability,
either a disability or some sort of situation where like they need medicine to keep them, or they should have medicine to keep them
right, that like, they can't afford
more within the lines. And it's not even that. It's like they don't have a family to support them.
Sure.
And to like guide them to make sure that they're taking it. And so that's why like a lot of the times they just like end up on the street. It's like a whole thing. I feel like I shouldn't talk about this beyond that without having like real information in front of me.
But it's a real thing. If in case you guys don't live in New York, that's or don't live in cities that have a lot of
this is why, I mean, of course there's other reasons, but this is why like talking about homeless people and talking down to them is a super shitty thing to do.
Yeah, you can't do that. We can't make fun of them. That's not chill.
Sorry, anyway.
But so she walked on the subway, had no shoes or socks on, and so I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna do this and hopefully this doesn't backfire, because approaching someone like that can either work out or not. And so I asked her what size shoes she wore. And she didn't really know, but I could kind of tell like my shoes at least fit her. So I gave her the shoes off my feet because I figured, you know, I can just walk home. I have a million other sneakers that I can wear. And then, so she put them on. It was like super sweet. And, I took just like a photo and sent it to my parents and just being like, this happened. It was really cool. And also when I was on the subway, this guy saw that happen. And he had a pair of like gym socks, which were clean. And he goes, do you want to put these on over top of your other socks? Because it was cold outside.
Yeah.
And so I put those on, which was a very nice gesture from him. And so I walked home in socks. I looked crazy.
To everyone who says New Yorkers are assholes. Here's
Here's me saying this. But it overnight, it sort of went viral because, I mean, I just shared it on Facebook because I was doing a lot of charity work, just being like, hey, just wanted to like put this out there. It made me feel good. Make sure to like pay it forward. And it went viral overnight. And like the Today Show contacted me right after, like within 24 hours. And then by the end of the week, I had done interviews with like ABC, NBC. I was on the cover of the New York Daily News. Yeah. It was a whole thing. Like I felt truly at my core famous.
I mean, you were.
But I also took that and I started my own nonprofit.
Right, exactly.
Called Case Kick. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to have this sort of fame, I'm going to do something good with it. And so I started my own nonprofit. I did that for a while. Ended up not like, everybody wanted to give shoes and not money. And I was like, I need the money to do something with the shoes.
I can't, like the shoes are great, but like I can't actually do anything with them without some money.
So maybe we'll bring that back up. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. K's Kicks. Maybe we can make it a thing again.
Yeah.
So take that, Hannah. That's what you should do with your fame.
I take like a swish of vodka, like
yeah, very classy. But I think that's like a cool story that's super unique to you. So I wanted to make sure people knew it. How did you get verified then?
That was how I got verified. So I got verified and I was on Instagram, by the way, the little blue check mark. But I was verified on Instagram. I had under 5,000 followers. I looked like a nobody, but it was because I started this company. And if people did, you know, want to imitate my image, which I don't know why anyone would. Yeah. It would be a thing.
So I wanted to bring it up because it's also kind of funny because people ask that before, like, well, how does that even happen? Most people are not like Kay, who just like, you know, something happens and they're in the public eye and somebody at Instagram decides like, oh, we should
hook them up,
verify this person or whatever. And most of us pay money to get verified.
Get verified, yeah.
You pay like $500 or $1,000 or whatever. I mean, like that's how brands do it and stuff too. That's how that whole process works, by the way. That's like Instagram.
It's wild.
Instagram like wants some money so that you can get that. There's like a whole back exchange.
I didn't even know that it was a big thing. I mean, I knew it was important at the time, but
well,
it was
that's
so
back
long
before
ago
it,
that
it mattered, really, right? Like nobody cared about that before.
I didn't know.
And not that it matters now.
No, it doesn't matter now, you guys. FYI.
Yeah. But I just thought, you know, wanted to.
But now that I'm working in social media.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks important.
Okay. Good segue, Kay. How did you start working at Betches?
I basically lurked out the founders. Wait, on...
Lurked is such a good lurked. Word.
I did. I lurked out the founders on Facebook back in like 2014, before I even was doing this...
the charity.
Charity yeah. stuff. And was like, hey, love your shit. Want to work for you. This is on Facebook. Didn't hear back. And then I reached out to them again. 2.5 years later and was like, hey, me again, still love your shit, want to work for you. This was on LinkedIn this time, so it was hashtag professional. And but they had seen the stuff that I had done on, because I was trying to get a job in social media, so I created like an account called Hire KB. Look it up.
By and, the way,
which I don't use anymore.
I think this is a great idea, like if people are in that world, something yeah. different to do.
That's what. Well, that's why they reach out to me, is because they were like, yeah. "We just saw this. It was essentially a resume, but on an Instagram account that was inactive. I just uploaded all these photos at one time, then started following all these different companies, and they had seen that. And I, of course, was like shopping on like buying our product and stuff, and yeah. posting about it, even though I didn't have any followers. But they brought me in for an interview, and I've been here for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the OGs kind of, right?
Yeah, sort of an OG. Like I was there, I was the seventh person.
That's OG.
Yeah, that's OG. For oh, sure.
By the way, because people think Betches is just like two people in a room. How many people do work here?
There's almost 30 people yeah. that work here now, not including our freelancers.
And then so freelancing is basically there's a lot of writers
yeah. that work from all over. We have video people that come in and out of the office, but full time we have I think like 27.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a real company.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to make y'all think we're important.
We be important.
Okay, so I think like beyond that, I want to talk about, well, you're from Ohio. Were you from in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
All right, there you go. So, but then like how did we meet? Because I remember, I'll tell you my part of it.
Oh, yeah,
Because it starts on my side.
Oh, yeah, you start first because I need to know your... Because I remember getting... Okay, go.
We've never talked about this, actually.
We haven't. This is a first-time combo that you guys are all hearing right now.
So, I knew what Betches was, and I had talked... We, like, shared emails once about going to Tortuga. People at Betches, like, and me. I don't even remember who it was.
Oh, I was like, me?
No, like, people. And so I knew that's, like, when I... saw the name and like got to know it yeah. and started following you guys and stuff. But then I saw like you were out in LA, I think, right?
Yeah, like, I was out in LA with like
a couple honestly, of the people from Paradise.
Some of the degenerates from Paradise.
Yeah. And you guys like had shirts made for them.
Oh yeah,
and I was like jealous that I didn't get a freaking shirt.
I was
the one. You know, these guys like didn't even make it all the way through the season, and I was like, wait, how do I not get a shirt? I was so anyway, like that was my first reaction, and then I just started like commenting on.
I love that it was over a shirt.
Yeah, it was over a shirt.
So the shirt said "Most Dramatic Season Ever," and I think that's all the shirt said.
Yeah, that is.
But it was me, Demario, Iggy from Forever Ago, Chad, LOL.
Oh yeah.
And Peter. Peter.
By the way, I think I made fun of Chad in that. I think definitely. I made fun of his skinny legs.
But we were definitely.
If you ever want to. I mean, don't interact.
Honestly,
with Chad.
Don't. Never mind. Yeah, he's scary.
Remove him from your mind.
But we were all out in LA doing some degenerate stuff, and I got a DM from Derek after I saw him like comment on some of my stuff, and I remember being like, "Oh my god, Derek!" I was like,
"Oh my god,
Derek commented on my," because I knew who you were. I wasn't like oblivious, and I got the DM, and you were just like, "Hey, you know, I see you live in New York. I live here too," and you were sort of new to New York at that point.
Yeah.
And you were just looking for friends to hang out with. You were like, we have mutual friends. We should totally chill. I was like, done. Like, I think I just told you, because I think I was drunk at that point from hanging out with all those guys. And I just ordered, I was in a hotel room and I had ordered a $50 room service burger at like 2 a.m. So I was living my life. Yeah. And here we are.
Here we are. Wait, so the first time we met, though, was at Halloween party.
No, it was at Meme Gala.
Oh, it was Meme Gala. You're right. Yeah.
Right, yeah. No, it would be the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. That would have come first.
Because it was in October that yeah. I was out in LA. And then me, Derek, and Diggy
Yeah.
All went out for Halloween. I think James Kennedy was there.
Yeah, he was. DJing at the party we were at.
It was, this is
And
when,
I didn't know who that was either. Like, I'm so oblivious. I was so oblivious to pop culture before I ended up on that show.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There were so many people, like, you know, or that you talked about. And I was like, I don't know.
But
I don't know
who that person is. When Derek and I first hung out.
I thought his British accent was a joke and fake, by the way.
Oh, it's totally real.
I know. But
it's wild.
When I... just for some reason, the way he was talking, I was like, is he fucking with me?
If you guys don't know James Kennedy, he is on Vanderpump Rules, Bravo, different channel, different show, equally as great. And then basically that my bachelor life sort of started happening during then. Like I met Vinsane. I don't know. I honestly don't. Know his last name?
I can't think of it right now.
Vinny from Paradise. You guys know him. We met in the summer and then I met Dean and all those people.
He's the first person you met.
Him.
It was Vinny.
I was like drunk at a bar in Fire Island and I saw
Literally
him. And I was
every
like,
story.
I know you. But that was the first guy that I met. And then he introduced me to like Dean and stuff that next weekend. And everything kind of snowballed from there. And here I am.
Talking about The Bachelor for...
With Derek himself. Going to Insomnia with Tyler Cameron. What the fuck's up?
You can't. Wait, you're always going to talk
forever.
About that for.
Yeah. He's so hot, I can't.
We'll literally be having a drink somewhere 2 years from now. You'll be like, remember that time I went to Insomnia Cookie with Tyler Cameron?
Yeah. I put it on my Insta.
I know.
But yeah.
And then I guess like the last thing is just, I don't know. Actually, that's it. That's it. That's all the questions I had.
Yeah, that's all it. Honestly, that's me, you guys. If you have any other questions, feel free to DM me personally. I'm always down to talk.
You reply to DMs?
I reply to DMs.
What?
I try to. I try to reply to my DMs.
I can't even reply to my text messages.
All you're really going to see on my Instagram, if you don't follow me yet, is just funny tweets and stuff.
Plug.
I'm plugging a little bit.
You know, we never do that. Every other, like all other people that have podcasts and stuff, they plug their own.
Oh, I always think about Bachelor first for me. I don't know. My Instagram's always just like a second thought at this point. Well, now it's first because... It's off season. Well, actually second because Betches is always
season.
First.
You're like a professional athlete.
It's usually, it's Betches and then Bachelor and then myself. But now it's Betches, myself, and then Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm tired. Don't do it. Okay, so another thing.
Oh, wait, that's the thing. That's the last thing. What do you do here?
Oh, what do I do here?
What do you even do?
Oh yeah.
But who are you even? What do you even do?
What do I even do? So I work, I'm the senior social media producer at Betches. I make all of our Instagram stories. I come up with a lot of our memes, copy for funny things that we post. So,
copy is words, by the way.
Copy. Oh yeah. That was jargon.
I know. It's funny because I work in a marketing team now, but I remember the very first time that was sent around an email and I just pretended like I knew what it meant.
After about five
emails, it was like on me to create the copy for something. And I was like, guys, I just pulled one person that was kind of like a friend aside. And I was like, hey, I don't know what copy is. And I looked up the word copy and it was just like a copying machine. So can someone just tell me what copy
is?
Yeah,
copy
is
basically coming up with captions or the way to phrase things like article titles or like if we do horoscopes and stuff, I'll write the Capricorn or whatever thing and I'll say something funny like, hey, this week is your week, so don't go backwards and talk to that guy who ghosted you in college. You know, move forward and maybe talk
to
that.
You said that like a 1950s comedian. Like, hey, wait, didn't you use that? You used that voice last week, too.
Like hailing a cab.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, cab, hey.
Oh my God.
But that's, I'm glad you guys get to know me because I didn't really think about the fact that you guys kind of just see me doing all this stuff, but not really know who I am. So,
yeah, I mean, like everybody gets to know us on the show because we actually
are
like
your lives are public.
The whole point is you talk about your whole background and everything. So I'm glad that everybody gets to know you the way I know you.
Here I is. But yes, I'm glad you guys all know now. I don't even know what to say because now I'm awkward talking about myself when
I
usually talk about y'all.
Both you and I are so bad at like taking compliments or talking about ourselves.
I know.
I don't know why that is, but we're both
horrible.
I have been called out on that like well, because people compliment me so much. I've been called out on that like 3 times in the last week where people just straight up were like, take the compliment, you idiot. Anyway,
it's weird. Okay, so I think that's our episode for this week, but we will be back soon. And I'm going to do a little interview with Derek because a lot of you... all of you have been asking, ew, that was like this influencer thing. A lot of people have been
asking me, yeah.
An influencer zombie took over my body and said that. That was a ghost.
Like a ghost that just like walked into your body.
I need to be exercised at the end of this podcast. But
that ghost needs to go and get in Hannah Brown's body because it's going to find its way over there.
Get some free money, babe. But for real though, you guys want to know what's going on, all about like the 411, the inside info on Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Derek in general. And we will give you all of that next episode.
And we're trying to get like more interviews and stuff together. It's really funny. For some reason, ABC like really isn't approving any of our requests. So yeah, we'll see what happens. We may have to go back to people who've been around the block for a while.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, whatever. They're just as bachelor.
They're just as bachelor. Okay, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this week. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.